hallelujah belongs to you, Lord. You deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise, God. We invite your presence into this place tonight, God. God, that you would speak to our lives, God. That you would move in our hearts, God, and draw us closer to you in this, our year of expectation, God. God, that you would position us as an individual, as a church, and as a movement, my God, to receive everything that you would have for us, God. Lord, we need you tonight, God. We pray that you would be present, God. God, I pray, God, that you would use me with the gift that you have given me, God, that you might be glorified, God. Move in the hearts of your people, God, that we can be edified in this place tonight. Challenge, God, to be all that we can be for you. Challenge, God, to believe in the impossible. Challenge, God, to believe in the supernatural and to know that there is nothing impossible for you, God. Have your way in this place. In Jesus' name, and everybody said. Come on, give him another clap offering this evening. As you remain standing, amen, I'm going to ask you to open up your Bibles to the book of Luke, the 19th chapter. We're going to read a couple of verses, and then I'll go ahead and let you be seated. Luke chapter 19. And we're going to start reading this evening in verse 1. This is the word of the Lord. It says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw him and he said to him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.'" You can be seated this evening. I want to thank God this evening for the opportunity to speak in our church. Thank my pastors, Pastor Danny, Sister Barbara, for this opportunity. And like I mentioned earlier, God is moving, and you can hear it in the messages that are being preached in our church, the direction that God is trying to take us as individuals and as a church. And as I mentioned earlier, Pastor Danny spoke two very powerful messages this morning. The one that probably most of us remember and heard was the message that he spoke about faith, about trusting God, about the resurrection power, about God being able to bring our future into the now. But he also spoke of an equally powerful message in the way that he honored his wife on her birthday. And if you single guys and even you married guys were paying attention, you would have learned a thing or two. Because over the course of all the years that I've known Pastor Danny and his relationship with his wife, Pastor Danny's one smooth operator. Loudest amen came from Sister Barbara. He's a smooth operator. He honored his wife 3 days before her birthday. Not only did he honor her 3 days before her birthday, but he said, "This is just the beginning of the celebration." It could be that your wife's birthday is coming up. Some of you can't even remember when it is. They'll find you at Walgreens at 10 o'clock at night looking for a gift because you forgot it was her birthday. But take notes. Because your pastor is not only a man of God, not only does he know how to preach the gospel, but he knows how to take care of his woman. In this portion of scripture that we have here tonight, it's a very familiar portion of scripture to many people because it deals with an individual by the name of Zacchaeus. But as we've read this evening, Zacchaeus is known for climbing up on a sycamore tree to get the attention of Jesus that was passing by. You see, Zacchaeus needed something in his life. And he realized that the only person that could give him what he needed was Jesus. And he realized that in order to get what he needed, he had to get to a place where Jesus was going to take notice of him. He realized that he needed to position himself in order to for Jesus to see him and for him to receive what he needed from the Lord. He realized that he needed to position himself. And as Pastor Charles was talking earlier, and he was talking about positioning ourselves, and Pastor Danny spoke this morning, I remembered a time in my life when I was young. Back in 19, none of your business, when I was a young man, this was the time before we had texting and cell phones. This was the time before there was even pagers. This was a time when if you wanted to talk to a girl and you wanted some privacy, you went down to the local Circle K and you used the payphone. Because you didn't want your sisters to hear you. You didn't want your mom to hear you. And God forbid that your homeboys would hear what you were speaking to that girl on the phone. But on that phone, in my neighborhood, there was a park. That was the meeting spot. So on my phone call, I'd say, I'll meet you tomorrow about 6 o'clock at the park. The next day, my life was filled with expectation. I'd ironed my khakis, make sure the creases were razor sharp. I'd ironed my shirt, my socks, shined my shoes, make sure my hair was just right, practice my walk in front of the mirror. And I made my way to the park. You see, because it didn't do me any good to get ready and not go to the meeting spot. It wouldn't do me any good to put all that effort into looking a certain way if I didn't make it to the meeting spot where it was prearranged for somebody to meet me. I had to position myself in the park. So when that girl walked by, she would take notice of me and say, there he is. Zacchaeus, in much the same way, had a need in his life. And the Bible says that he climbed up on a sycamore tree because he knew that Jesus was going to pass through there. Let's backtrack a little bit and find out why it was that Zacchaeus climbed up that tree. And it's obvious when we read the story of Zacchaeus' life that there was something going on in Zacchaeus' life that needed change. It was obvious that there was something going on in his life that made him uncomfortable. It was obvious that something is going on inside the life of Zacchaeus that says, I am tired of living my life the way I've been living it. I need a change. I need something to happen in my life. I'm tired of living my life the way that I am. I need change. You see, the Bible says that Zacchaeus was a tax collector and that he was rich. And for many of us to think of somebody as being rich, we think of it as a positive. But for Zacchaeus, being rich was very negative. You see, because Zacchaeus was a tax collector for the Romans that were occupying the city of Jericho, Jerusalem, and all of Israel. He was working for the man. He was working for the people's oppressor. And he wasn't even honest in his job. He had taken more money than was due to him. He had swindled people. He had wronged people. He had done a lot of bad things in his life. And I don't know if he was feeling guilty. I don't know if he was under the conviction of the Holy Spirit. I don't know what was going on in his life. But there was something that was telling him that his life wasn't right. So he decided that he needed to do something about it. And you know, many of us were in that situation when we were out there ripping and running. Or we could even be in that situation today in church, where we're coming to church, but there is an overwhelming feeling inside of us that we are not living our lives the way that we should be living our lives. When we were out there in the world using drugs, alcohol, ripping and running and doing all the things that we were doing, we came to a point in our lives where we said, this isn't right. I'm tired of living like this. There was an uneasiness inside of our lives that said, I need to change. I need to do something about it. But if we didn't make any changes, we continued to be the same person year after year after year. The Bible says about Zacchaeus that he had a lot of bad qualities, a lot of bad things against him. He was a tax collector. He was hated by his own people. He was a sellout. He was a traitor. He had turned his back on his own people and he had made himself rich off the misery of his fellow man and woman. Not only that, but the Bible says that he was short in stature. So he had physical limitations in his life. There were things that he just couldn't do because he was short and it held him back from doing things that he wished he could have done. I don't know about you, but that kind of sounds like my life before Jesus. We had all kinds of things going on in our lives that prevented us from living a better life. They used to say that we were products of our neighborhood. That in the neighborhood, all that is produced in a neighborhood is drug addicts, gang members, people that go to prison, broken families. You must be a product of your environment. It's everything is against you. That's why you ended up the way that you did. Zacchaeus had all these things that were going against him. But he had one thing in his favor. He had a desire to see Jesus. You see, despite all of his handicaps, despite all of his shortcomings, despite all the things that were against him in his life, there was something inside of him that said, I need to see Jesus. He is the answer. He is the one that is going to alleviate all the pain that's going on inside of my life. He's the only one that can change me. I have a desire that outweighs my handicap. I have a desire that outweighs all my shortcomings. I have a desire that outweighs anything that could possibly hold me back. I have a desire to see Jesus. You know, and it was that same desire that brought us to Jesus. You see, because we had a lot of things against us. We had a lot of shortcomings. We had a lot of faults. We had a lot of failures. We're ex-cons. We're felons. We're ex-drug addicts. We're ex-alcoholics. We have limited education. But we have a desire to fulfill the plan and the purpose for God. And that is what keeps us going forward. That is what is taking our ministry to the level that it is. Not what we have going against us, but who we have for us. You see, the Bible says that Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but he couldn't because of the crowd. There was a crowd that surrounded Jesus as he was passing through Jericho. And short Zacchaeus tried to make his way to the crowd. He tried to make his way around the crowd. He's trying to push his way through the crowd, but the crowd just kept pushing him back. The crowd didn't let him get close to Jesus. He got caught up in the crowd. The crowd was keeping him back and not letting him get close enough to Jesus to get his healing, to get his deliverance, to get his plan, the plan and the purpose that the Lord had for his life. The crowd can keep you back. The crowd can keep you from seeing Jesus. There was a crowd around Zacchaeus and they wouldn't let him get close enough to Jesus. There are two things that can happen when there is a crowd. You can either become part of the crowd or they can keep you from what Jesus has for your life. Because there are crowds in our church. There are crowds of people that are preventing other people from coming to Jesus. They hated Zacchaeus. They didn't think that he deserved an audience with Jesus. If there was anybody that should be excluded from having an audience with Jesus, it was Zacchaeus, because he was a horrible person. He lived off of other people's misery. He was good for nothing. He doesn't deserve a shot with Jesus. And the sad thing is that sometimes in churches, there are crowds of people that want to dictate who can come to Jesus and who can't. Who we will work with and who we won't work with. We want to dictate who are the people that can be used by God, because we determine if they meet our standards. It's not our standards that count. We're not the person that chooses who God can use and who God can't use. It is God's grace and His mercy and His favor upon an individual's life that God is able to raise up a good-for-nothing ex-heroin addict and use him to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can either allow the crowd to keep us away, or else we make the mistake of joining the crowd. Because there are crowds that all they want to do is observe Jesus from the outside. They don't want to get too close. They just want to come to church, but they don't want to get involved. They just want to come to church and give a little bit of their money, but they don't want to make a pledge. They want to come to church 15 minutes late so that they can grace us with their appearance in church. They want to come when it's convenient. If it's too cold, I'm not going. If it's too hot, I'm not going. If it's too windy, I'm not going. If it's too late, I'm not going. It's a matter of convenience. They are a crowd of people that only want to observe Jesus from a distance. They don't want to get in close with Jesus. They don't want to be a disciple of Jesus. They just want to observe and report what they see. Oh, did you see what happened in church? Oh, did you see what happened this morning? They were picking up another pledge. Oh, they were just doing that. All they want is money, 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 money. And that's a crowd of people. And you have a decision. Are you going to become part of that crowd? Are you going to be part of the crowd of people that just observe Jesus from a distance? Or are we going to be like Zacchaeus, that he tried to get through the crowd, and when they told him, Zacchaeus, you can't get here. You can't see Jesus. You need to stay away. You're too evil. You're not good. You haven't been around long enough. Stay away. You can't get close. You know what Zacchaeus said? He said, forget you people. I'm going to run ahead of you. I'm going to do more than you ever thought about doing, because I'm on a mission. I want to see Jesus. I need Jesus in my life. I'm not going to get caught up in all the chisme, in all the gossip, in all the mitote. I'm not going to get caught up in all the backbiting and murmuring. I'm not going to get caught up with you that just want to look at Jesus from the outside. I'm going all in. I'm going to climb this tree. I'm going to position myself so that Jesus takes notice of my life. I want to be where Jesus can see me. Some of us are happy getting lost in the crowd. I hope they don't call on me. I hope they don't expect me to do anything. I hope they don't expect me to come early. I hope they don't expect me to help at the Easter outreach. I just want to show up. I just want to be there. I just want to be part of the crowd instead of being part of the movement. You see, the Bible says that Zacchaeus ran ahead of the crowd. And you know that that's what it takes? That's a mindset and that's a mentality that it takes for individuals that want to live that blessed life, not just have a blessing every once in a while, but live a blessed life. For those people that want to have that personal encounter with Jesus Christ, for those people that want to live in His presence, it takes that kind of mentality that you're willing to run ahead of the crowd and do what nobody else is willing to do just to get a shot, an opportunity for Jesus to take notice of you. Jesus was passing by. There was no guarantee that Zacchaeus was going to get an audience with Jesus. But still, he was willing to take the risk. This short man, with everything against him, had a desire that propelled him up a sycamore tree, and there he waited expectantly. You know what he was saying to himself on top of that tree? Okay, Lord, I've done everything that I can do. It's all up to you now. I'm waiting for you to pass by, Jesus. Please take notice of me. I've done what I've needed to do. I have positioned myself in a place where you can take notice of me. I have done everything that I need to do to get your attention, Lord. Here I am. Take notice of me. I look at my own life when I was backslidden and so far away from God, and I had a desire for a better life. That desire didn't do me any good until that day that I decided to walk into the doors of the Victory Outreach Men's Home there at 905 Atrisco. That's when I started to position myself for God to do a work in my life. We had to go from just having a desire to putting action to it and coming to the home and saying, okay, God, I'm here now. Have your way in my life. Zacchaeus positioned himself. You see, we're hearing about all the blessings that God wants to pour out upon our church and upon our personal lives. But what are we doing to position ourselves for that? He was expecting. He had put in the work. He had paid the price. He had done everything that was humanly possible for him to do, for Jesus to take notice of him. And when Jesus passed by, the Bible says that Jesus noticed him. And he goes, look at this guy. Look at the effort. Out of everybody in the crowd, Jesus noticed the tax collector. Noticed him, not because of all the bad that he had done, but the effort that he put into getting himself into a position where God would see him, where Jesus would see him. He put in the effort to position himself, and Jesus took notice of him. And he told him, today I must go and eat with you. I'm going to your house. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to be in your presence because I see the effort that you're putting into the work. I see the effort that you've gone through to get to a place where I'm going to take notice of you. My question here this evening, are we putting the work in order to position ourselves to expectantly wait for the promises of God? Do we demonstrate that expectancy? You know, that's what we do with the resurrection seed. Oh, it's getting quiet in here. That's what we do with our offering. That's what we do with the resurrection seed. That's what we do with our pledges. When we give to the work of the Lord, we are positioning ourselves. We are putting ourselves on that sycamore tree. So when Jesus passes by, he's going to say, there's that guy. There's that ex-drug addict. There's that ex-gang member. There's that ex-alcoholic. He's positioning himself to receive my blessing. He's putting in the work. He's doing what he needs to do. Today, I'm going to go and visit him in his house and pour out my blessing, not only upon him, but those that are in his household. He positioned himself. We do that in our service to the Lord. We do that in our giving. We do that in our prayer, in our study of God's Word. We don't read the Word just to read it. We do it so that God can change who we are, change our character, so that we can position ourselves to be used in God's service, to position ourselves for God to pour out His anointing upon our lives. We position ourselves for God to use us to reach hurting people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We all want God's blessings, but do we position ourselves to receive those blessings upon our lives? We talk about we want God to bless us financially. We want God's provision upon our lives. We want all those things, but we need to position ourselves. You know, the Bible says that Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house. And before Jesus said anything to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus says, look, check this out, Jesus. If I've stolen from anybody, I'll give it back. If I've wrongfully taken from somebody, I will pay back four times what I took. I'm going to make restitution for the wrong that I have done. I'm going to show that I am not the same person that I used to be. I'm going to show that I'm not the same taker that I used to be. I'm going to show that a transformation has happened in my life. And I no longer am I a taker. I am a giver. I'm going to give back what I have to help other people that are in need. That is a true sign of a conversion. You see, when Zacchaeus positioned himself to be noticed by Jesus, he wasn't doing it for any selfish gain. He wasn't doing it for any kind of notoriety. He wasn't doing it so that he could become famous. It wasn't so that he could become even more rich. He positioned himself because he wanted to give back because of all the wrong that he'd done in his life. He said, I can't live like this anymore. I've done nothing but take. I've done nothing but hurt people. I've done nothing but be a disgrace and a discredit to my family. I want to live a good life. I want to give back. This is a demonstration of the change that has taken place in my life. Pastor Danny spoke this morning. He goes, is there evidence in your life that you're a Christian? Zacchaeus is a prime example of an individual who has evidence that his life was no longer the same. He gave back. He undid all the wrong that he did. There was evidence of a transformation. And you know what, Zacchaeus? I look at this story and I say, you know what? What did he want? He didn't want more money. He didn't want power. He didn't want a position. He wanted a new life. He wanted peace in his heart. He wanted joy. He didn't want that feeling of always getting one over on people. He didn't want to be known for being the bad guy anymore. He wanted to do some good in his life. He wanted purpose in his life. He wanted to feel that his life meant something. He wanted to feel like he did some good with the life that he had. And Jesus gave him an opportunity to do just that. Just like he gives us, this is why I love the ministry of Victory Outreach, because it gives us an opportunity to give back to the hurting people of the world. It gives us an opportunity to make up for some of the wrong that we've done. It gives us an opportunity to go from takers to go to givers and to give back to people that are hurting, that need to hear the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is our year of expectation. Let me say that again because I only got three amens. This is our year of expectation. This is our year to expect what God wants to do in our lives, but we got to position ourselves. You don't think that in the crowd there was people that needed something from Jesus? You don't think that in that crowd there was other people that might have had a need in their lives? What separated Zacchaeus? Desire. A willingness to take a risk. A willingness to climb a tree. A willingness to go where nobody else wanted to go. To do what nobody else wanted to do. He was willing to take the risk so that Jesus could take notice of his life. That's what's going to separate us. Because there's going to be hundreds of people that are going to hear that same message throughout this year. That it's our year of expectation. That God wants to bless you. That God wants to increase our faith. Hundreds of people throughout this year are going to hear the same message. What's going to separate us from those that don't receive the message? What's going to separate us from all the people that come, don't accept the message, and continue to live their lives the same way? What's going to separate us? What's going to set us apart? one thing, desire to position ourselves to receive what God has for us. I'm asking you to stand from all over this place this evening. Come on, with every head bowed and every eye closed. It is very clear to me this evening, based on everything that we've heard today, that God wants to do something supernatural in our lives, in our church, and in this movement. There is no doubt in my mind or in my heart that this is the year of expectation. God wants to pour out an anointing, a blessing upon our church, our ministry, and our individual lives. But what is also equally as clear to me this evening, a message has been spoken just today. Pastor Danny this morning, Pastor Charles in his teaching earlier, the reference to the life of Zacchaeus, is that God wants to position us so that we can expectantly wait for God's blessing, His anointing upon our lives. God wants to separate us from the rest of the crowd. God wants us to overlook our shortcomings, our failures, our handicaps, and our limitations. He wants us to overlook all those things and position ourselves for what He has in store for us. This evening, I believe that God wants to speak to every person that is in this place. I believe that God wants to reaffirm in your life tonight the blessing, the miracle, the provision that He has for your life. And it's going to take one thing, a desire that overpowers any struggle, any handicap, any challenge, any setback. Even if you've tried and failed in the past, today is a new day. This is your year of expectation. You might have fallen short before. This is a new day, a new year, full of expectation for your life. I'm going to challenge you from all over this place. If you would say, Lord, I need that desire to run ahead of the crowd, to set myself apart. I want to position myself tonight to expectantly receive your blessing upon my life. I'm going to invite you to come to this altar from all over this place. Don't let nothing hold you back tonight. This is a divine appointment that you have tonight with the Lord. Come on, from all over this place. Hallelujah.